Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Next on the list of Chiyuvei Segila, Hamesis, someone who convinces someone else to serve Avodah Zarah, even if the person he tried to get to serve Avodah Zarah didn't. This Mesis is Chayev Segila. Again, Sagt der Mishnah, Hamesis Zehedyet, this is, refers to a regular person, meaning to say not a Navi. Hamesis es Zehedyet, who tries to convince another regular person, not a town of people, but one person. That's when we say there's a chiyuv skila. But if a Navi tries to convince a regular person, or a regular person tries to convince a whole town, then his chiyuv is chenek. For example, says the Mishnah, Armalai, suppose Reuven goes over to Shimon and says to him, Yesh yireb amakam plaini. There is an avodah zarah in a certain place. Yireb means to fear. In other words, there's an avodah zarah you have to be scared of, or you ought to be scared of. It's in a certain place, and he tells him all about it. Kach echeles, this is how this avodah zarah eats. Kach shoyse, this is how it drinks. Some say it means that if you serve it, this is how he gives you to eat. He makes you have parnaso, gives you to drink. Kach mativa, this is how it rewards those who serve this avodah zarah. Kach meriah, this is how it punishes those who don't serve this avodah zarah. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, kol chai ve misa shabbatayr, in all cases of chiyuv ve misa, that means we don't do what detectives sometimes do. We'll hide behind a tree or behind a gate and catch the person doing the crime. So we don't do that in regard to any of the other chiyuvim mises bez and chutz mizu, with the exception of mases. To catch someone convincing someone else to serve by the zara, we do have witnesses hide. See, in regard to other averis, you have to have a sra. You have to warn him beforehand. Mesis is different. There's no din of Hasra. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Amar Lishnaim, if he said to two people, Vehein Edav, he said to two people they should serve an Avodah Zarah, and they're Kasha Liedus. They're not relatives, they're not any of the people that are Pasul Liedus that we learned about earlier. Then you don't have to hide any witnesses, because they themselves are the Edus. Mevi'in Oisi LeBezin, they bring him to Bezin, the Vesiklin, and they give him Skila. So, the Mishnah Vayter, if Omar, the Mesis, the one who's trying to convince someone else to serve by the Tzar, is speaking L'echa to one person, so who, this person that he spoke to, Omer, he says to the Mesis, you want me to serve by the Tzar? Yesh li chavedim reitzim bekach? I have friends that may want to do this. Tell them also about this by the Tzar. What does he accomplish? Now they're going to be Edom, because if he only said it to one person, this person is an Ed Echad. Now, Im Hoya Aram, if this Mesis is clever, and he dafka doesn't talk to two people, so there shouldn't be any Edus. And the Mela, when the single Ed is trying to trick him and say it to my friends, so his answer is, V'ein Yochle Dabra Bifneim, I can't say it to them, I'm scared of Bezdin. So then, machnimeloi, we hide Edom to Edom, achoyri agenda, behind the gate. For who, and the person that the mace has tried to convince, oimeloi says again to the maces, Amarli, can you remind me, can you say, Masha Martin, what you told me before, b'yichud, when we were alone, can you please tell me? Valoi, and this maces, not realizing there are two Edom behind the gate, oimeloi repeats, let me tell you about this avodah zarah. Who, and the person that he was saying it to, Oimelai, says afterwards to the Mesis, but hech naniach es elekeinu shabashamayim, I shall leave over Hashem and Shemayim, v'neilich v'navet eitzim v'avonim, I shall go and serve wood and stones? Im chayzimba, if he does tshuva, if he takes back his words and says, you're right, it doesn't make any sense. Mutav, good. Then he won't be punished. But v'imomar, if he says, this is what we have to do. The kach yafalanu, and this is good for us. So ha'omdin me'achoyde hagader, those that are standing behind the gate. Mevi'in lebezin, they bring him to bezin v'saiklin oisai, and they give him skila. And based on their edus, he gets skila. Vayter zakta mishnah ha'omer, someone says. Now the mishnah is going to give us several examples of what the Mesis says. But let's remember. There are five different ways one can be chayiv for serving Avodah Zarah. One is serving Avodah Zarah in the way that that Avodah Zarah is served, as peculiar as it may be. Like what they did by Balpar, or throwing stones at Markilos. But if that's the way you serve that Avodah Zarah, then one is chayiv for that. Then there are four avodas that one is chayiv in regard to any Avodah Zarah. Shechting, being makter ketores, burning incense, pouring wine, or bowing down. Now, let's listen to what he says. Avod, I'm going to serve this Avodah Zarah in the way that it's served. And the Tarsus Yom Tov explains, and he's also suggesting, and you're gonna follow me, right? Or he says, Eilach ve'Avod, I'm going to go and serve this Avodah Zarah. So even though maybe if it's in a different place, says the Tarsus Yom Tov, maybe he's going to change his mind. He's not saying his mamish doing it. He has to go to do it. Maybe he won't wind up going, or therefore he shouldn't be chayiv. We don't say that. Or suppose he says, Neilech v'navaid. Let's go together and worship the Avodah Zarah. So maybe over here, again, explains the Tosfos Yom Tov, it should be a little bit of a kula, because if the other person decides not to go, he's not going also. That's the chiddush, that we don't say that. If he says, Azabeach, I will shecht. I'm going to shecht a carbon for an Avodah Zarah. And you do it also. Or he says, Eilech v'azabeach, I'm going to go and shecht the carbon for the Avodah Zarah. Follow me. So again, the chiddush is, even though he's going to a different place and he may possibly change his mind, we still say he's chayev. Or if he says, Neilech unisabeach, let's go together and shecht. So again, the chiddush being, maybe that sounds like, but if you're not asking to go, I'm not going either. We still say, no, he's still chayev. If he says, Akter, I will burn an offering or incense, like Toires, Eilech v'akter, I will go and be maktir. Of course, it means for the Avodah Zarah. Neilech v'naktir, come, let's go together and do this. Again, even though this may sound like if you don't go, I don't go, we still say he's chayiv. Another example is anasech, I will pour wine for the Avodah Zarah, you do it after me. Or eilech v'anasech, I will go and pour wine. Neilech v'anasech, let's go together and pour wine. Eshtachva, I will bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Follow me and do it also. Eilech, I will go via Eshtachva and bow down to the Avodah Zarah. He's also suggesting that he follow him. Neilech v'Eshtachva, let's go together. Let's go together and bow down to the Avodah Zarah. This is all considered expressions of a Mesis where he would be Chayiv Misa. The next thing in the Mishnah was Hamadiach. What's the difference between a Mesis and a Hamadiach? Again, Madiach means someone who's Madiach a rabbi. Mesis means he goes only to an individual, a yachid. This person is trying to get a whole town to serve Avodah Zarah. Zeho Oimer, this person who says, Neilech ben Avodah Zarah, come, let's go and worship a certain Avodah Zarah. So here he has to say, come, let's serve the Avodah Zarah. There's a kula over here that you don't have by a yachid. By a yachid, even if he doesn't say it b'lashon rabim, he says, listen, I'll do mine, you know, you do yours. He's suggesting, follow me. But by the rabim, that wouldn't make him chayiv. He has to clearly say, come and let's do it. So, quickly chazering over what we learned in Perek Zayin Mishnah Yud. Mesis is a hedyet, a regular person, not a novi, who convinces a regular person, not a novi. He's the one that's chayiv skila. For example, the Mesis says, Yeshira, there's this Avodah Zarah you should be scared of. You should honor. You should have fear from it. B'ma complain, it's in a certain place. Kach echeles, kach shoysa. It eats this way, it drinks this way, or we explained, it gives you to eat or it gives you to drink, you know, if you worship it. Or it makes you good in certain ways, or punishes you if you don't. That's a Mesis. Mesis is very different. It has a chumer that you don't have by any of the other chiyuvei Mises Bezen. And that is, it does not require prior warning. We can even hide people behind the gate. So, suppose he says to two people about serving the Avodah Zarah. Automatically, they're his edim. They would come to Bezen and he gets skila. If he says it to one person, what do we do now? He's only an edachot, so he'll say, I have chaverim that may want it. When he repeats it to them, it'll be to Edom. Now, if he's smart and says, I can't say it to more than one person, I'm scared of Bezdin. So you hide two people behind the gate, and then you say, What did you say to me when we were alone? And you say to him, but how can I leave over? Silakenusha Bashamayim and go serve Eitzim Vavonim. If he taka draws back, he's not Chayiv Misa. But if he says, what do you mean? This is what we have to do. And those that stand behind the gate bring him to Bezin, and he's going to get Skila. And then the Mishnah told us, and this is true whether he says, I'm going to serve the Avodah Zarah, shech the Avodah Zarah, be makter to the Avodah Zarah, or pour wine to the Avodah Zarah, or bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Because remember, in regard to the four things, shechting, being makter ketiris, pouring wine, or bowing down, one is always chayav. It doesn't make a difference what type of Avodah Zarah it is. In addition to that, every Avodah Zarah has its own way, how they serve it. So if he says, I'm going to serve the Avodah Zarah, follow me. Or I'm going to go to a certain place and serve the Avodah Zarah. Or he says, come, let's go together. In all these cases, whether he said we're going to serve the Avodah Zarah in the way that Avodah Zarah is served, or he used any of these three lashonis in regard to shechting, being makdik tayres, pouring wine, or bowing down to it, then it's going to be chayv. Then there's mediach. Mediach is someone who says to a town, but he has to say a b'lashon rabim, and he has to spell it out, come and let's serve Avodah Zarah.